The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 5th. Today's word is passim, spelled P-A-S-S-I-M. Passim is an adverb that means in one place and another, here and there. Here's the word used in a sentence from the North Devon Journal by Stephen Brown. Finally, may I say that I respect the views of those who have read and researched the same information as I, but reached the opposing conclusion as displayed in your letter pages, passim. Passim is from the Latin word passus, meaning scattered, itself from pandere, meaning to spread. Pandere is the root of the common word expand and the not-so-common word repand, R-E-P-A-N-D, meaning having a slightly undulating margin, as in a repand leaf or a repand colony of bacteria. It is also the progenitor of the word pace, P-A-C-E, as in keep up a steady pace. Passim itself appears in English both on its own and as part of the adverb sic passim, which means so throughout. Sic passim is typically used to indicate that a word or idea is to be found at various places throughout a book or a writer's work. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.